One of the things I want to talk to you today before I get into my message is this. This is a vision casting deal, all right? So when I was in here Tuesday morning, I was praying, and there was 1,000 fans and big industrial dehumidifiers in the room, and it was deafening, all right? But I was in here, and I was praying, walking this place and praying, and one of the things that the Lord spoke to me was this word, and it's not just for me, it's for our church. You ready? It's preparation. The Lord said that New Freedom Church is in a season of preparation. All right, and here's what I mean by that. So I was looking through Isaiah chapter 55, and this is what Isaiah said. The prophet Isaiah said, "Well, God speaking through him, saying this. He said, for my ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts.' He said that my word will not return unto me void, but will finish that which it set out to accomplish." How many of you guys know when God speaks a word, he is faithful and just to finish that word? Amen? And so words were spoken over these several months, first five months here from May up until this point. Words were spoken by our former associate pastor, Gerald Hines. This is when it all started. We were at Unite Night of Worship, which is coming up in a few weeks. And this is what he spoke over Dana and I. That he said, the word of the Lord is this, is that you are about to hit a season of unsettling, and there's going to be some hardships. But when you come out on the other side, God is going to take you and your family to a higher place that you've not been before, and the church is going to go there as well. And so at that time, I started seeing my aunt passed away that I was close to. My uncle passed away. Two uncles passed away. My brother passed away in February. My mother spent over 3 months in the hospital fighting for her life, living every single day with the thought that my stepdad is going to call me and tell me that my mom has died. Went to Tennessee to be with her. My brother and I were at odds with one another during that whole time. And I saw one after the other in my life passing away, dealing with those things. And so the word of the Lord was true, and it went forth, all right? And Dana gave a word that said that we have got to lean upon the Lord because we have not been this way before. How many of you guys remember that? And so I was standing here pacing, keep those words in mind. I was standing here pacing, praying and just praying over our church, praying over some of you guys individually. By the way, know this, your pastor prays for you. I pray for you. I pray for you because I love you. I pray for you because when the Holy Spirit lays you on my heart, not only am I obligated, but I love you enough to stop what I'm doing and pray. A lot of us hear the Holy Spirit more than we think we do. And those random thoughts are not just squirrel. Sometimes they're the Holy Spirit laying it on our heart, right? A lot of times for me it's squirrel. I'll just be honest with you. I got a filter and you know, so. But anyway, so keep those words in mind. And so I'm praying and just praying over our church, praying over God's blessing over our church, and the Lord spoke this. He said, or rather, a thought came to my heart, and it was this, a question. What do you do when the word doesn't match your reality? Man, that word began to permeate through my heart and my mind and my spirit, and I thought, Lord, what do I do when the word doesn't match the reality? So we know that his word does not return to him void, right? We know that his word does not fall to the ground and does not bear fruit. It always bears fruit, but there's a season and a time for fruit bearing. Amen? And so the word of the Lord in Isaiah 55, it says, "My ways are not your ways, they're higher than yours. My thoughts are higher than yours. My word will not return unto me void, but will accomplish that which it set out to accomplish." And so I said, "Okay, Lord, then if that is true, what do I do with these words? What is my response to the words that were spoken?" And he brought me to the story of Elijah. When he went and presented himself to King Ahab, Ahab was trying to kill Elijah, and Elijah spoke a word 3 years prior that it would not rain. And this was a judgment upon Israel because Israel had worshipped false gods called Baal. So for 3 years, can you imagine not having rain here for 3 years, what it would do to our city, to the country? It would be chaotic. It would be widespread panic. And this is what was happening in Israel at the time. And King Ahab was a wicked king. His wife was even worse. Her name was Jezebel, who ran the show. And so Elijah presented himself after 3 years to Ahab. And Ahab said this to him. He said, "Well, how are you doing, O troubler of Israel?" And he said, "It is not I that have troubled Israel, but you, because you have worshipped false gods and led the nation of Israel into idolatry." Well, that's a pleasant meeting, right? 3 years, and that's the opening statements from both sides. And you guys know the story of the epic battle. Elijah said, "I'm tired. When will you guys vacillate between two opinions? If Baal be God, then let him be God. But if Jehovah be God, then let's worship him." So he called all 400 prophets of Baal. And you guys know the story. They said, "Okay, let's build an altar. And the first one that is consumed by fire from either God is the God of Israel." And so we see that that Jehovah won out on that one, right? That the fire came down, consumed the altar, even the water, the sacrifice, and all of that. And so Elijah took all 400 prophets of Baal down to a valley and slaughtered all 400 of them. And then he told King Ahab, after Israel is turned back to God, the sounds of joy and jubilation are filling the ears of King Ahab and Jezebel. Elijah looks at Ahab and says, "Go eat and drink, because I hear the sound of a mighty rain." Now remember the word. Remember that his word does not return unto him void, that it will accomplish that which it set out to accomplish. And then we see Elijah presenting himself to Ahab after 3 years, no rain, drought, miserable, desperate situation in all of Israel. All of a sudden, God shows up in a powerful way, and Elijah says, "Go eat and drink, because I hear the sound of a heavy rain." And so Elijah goes up on top of this mountain called Carmel. And he took his servant up there, and Ahab followed him up. And Elijah got down on the ground, and I think it's funny that Scripture is so clear about how Elijah is praying. The Bible says he stooped down and put his head between his knees and began to pray. And when he prayed, he told his servant, he said, "Go up and look out into the sea and tell me what you see." And he said, "I see nothing." And so the Bible says that Elijah got down on his knees again and began to pray. The second time, he sent his servant up and said, "Look and see what you see." Second time, he comes back and says, "I see nothing." Time and time again, all the way up till the seventh time, Elijah stoops down to pray. And then he says, "Go and tell me what you see." And his servant went, came back, and reported, "There is a cloud the size of a man's hand coming up out of the sea." This is important. Elijah turned to Ahab and he said, "Go and prepare your horses and come down off the mountain before it rains too hard that you cannot." And the Lord spoke to me after I read that verse, and he said that New Freedom Church is in a season of preparation. This is exciting. I am filled with expectation this morning. I'm so excited I'm about to come out of my skin. Because when God tells you to prepare for something, He's got something in store for us. But we've got to be in preparation. And so, think of it this way. When we found out that Dana was pregnant with Christian, the first thing we did was we began to call and tell our parents. After that, we scheduled a doctor's appointment, had an ultrasound. After that, we bought a book. How many of you guys guess what kind of book we bought? What to expect when you're expecting. That's right. And so Dana read that cover to cover. I just looked at the pictures. That's all I did. And so we read the book in preparation for what's going to happen. And a series of doctor's appointments came after that. Dana's belly began to change and it got bigger. Even her wardrobe changed. Her mood changed a little bit too. And so doctor visits after doctor's visits. And then all of a sudden there was a need to change one of our rooms. And so I began to paint the room. Dana began to decorate the room. And as months after month goes by, the anticipation began to build for what was to come from our preparation. And then what happened was that Dana was having a cesarean, and so that night we had it scheduled, and so we were in our bed asleep, and all of a sudden her water breaks. And everything that we had begun to prepare for was upon us. We had it scheduled. We knew who our doctor was. We had prepared a room for our son. We had everything set and ready to receive God's promise for us. And church, we are in that season right now of expectation and preparation, because God doesn't speak a word without it accomplishing that which it set out to accomplish. It will bear fruit. Can I get an amen this morning? And so because of that, our stance, just as Elijah's stance is in prayer, the way we prep, the way we get ready for God to fulfill His word is through prayer. And when we don't seem like God is doing anything, we look and see in anticipation of what God's going to do in our church. Amen? So I told you through the whole merger thing that we went through, and I haven't mentioned it since, is that God is going to do something in this house. And so I said, if this doesn't work out, New Freedom Church needs a new home. And so you're going to be hearing in the next few weeks about a capital campaign that we're going to be about concerning a new building. Now, God doesn't give us a word. He doesn't give us all this preparation just to put us in a different location. It's to fulfill our purpose as a church body. This isn't about brick and mortar. This is about identity and vision and who New Freedom Church is and what we're about. So I'm asking you this morning to be in preparation to fast and to pray, because God is on the move. He is doing something in our church. We are at capacity here in this building. If you got kids, you know that nursery is overrun half the time. And we started a new youth ministry that we're averaging about 17 kids back there every single Wednesday night. Our college and career age ministry is going super strong on Thursday nights. And so we're seeing increase all around. And because of that, we need to make room for that. I'm not telling you that I want you to buy into a street address change. I want you to buy into what God has specifically told us to do as a church body. And if you look around these banners, I put them up 4 years ago to show you of how we operate and in what lanes we operate. Our vision is discipleship, raising up leaders, raising up strong believers, prayer, an emphasis on prayer, worship, evangelism, and loving people. All of these things are in our lane and what we do. And we've added another, and we're going to be getting some new banners, but it's in planting. We are a planting church. And so because we are a planting church and we are a sending church, we need a bigger place so that we can house that as well. And so God is on the move. He is about to do something, and I am so excited that I get to lead the way so that we can do it together. How many of you guys are ready to do it together this morning? Amen? And so I want to encourage you too. Listen, if God has spoken a word to you, read Isaiah 55. Read it, verse 1 until the end. He says, listen, my ways are not your ways. What do you do when the word is different from your reality? Your position is prayer. Not complaining, not wringing your hands, not saying, how did I get it wrong? Where did we go wrong? But in prayer. Elijah demonstrated that when it hadn't rained in 3 years, and all of a sudden when the prophets of Baal were put to death, he turned to a wicked king that had turned his heart and his mind away from Jehovah and into a false god. And not, he didn't just lead himself, but the entire nation. And so Elijah is speaking to this man. He's not speaking to a godly man. He's not speaking to a man that has a heart toward God. He's speaking to a man that has worshipped a false god and led an entire nation astray. And he said this. He said, go eat and drink because I hear the sound of a heavy rain. Sometimes we have to speak those things that are not as though they were. How do we do that? We do that by faith through prayer. Amen? Some people use prayer as a last resort. I use it as my first response. Prayer should be our lifeline. Just as a diver relies upon his oxygen tank for air and life, so we as a church and as individuals rely upon prayer as our lifeline to the Father. It's not a last-ditch thing that we do. It's not some limp-wristed response when all we can, where we can't think of nothing else to do but say, well, I guess we can pray. No, when believers pray, there's power in prayer. Amen? Listen, if we got just one glimpse into the heavenlies, into the Spirit, when we pray and how God enacts His angels and His Spirit and His will into our situations, we would never doubt prayer again. We would be a people on our knees daily because we know that what is happening in the physical is happening in the Spirit. God is enacting His word, and He is honoring the prayer of His people. I believe that. And when we feel like nothing is happening, as Elijah did, I mean, Elijah could have went up on that mountain and had, after a huge victory like he just had, he turned all of Israel back to Jehovah God again. And he could have went up there and full of moxie and strength and. And he could have got down on the ground and put his head between his knees and prayed, looked up and said, what do you see? And his servant said, nothing. He could have went away and go, well, I missed it. I guess it's not going to rain. But Elijah didn't do that. He was undaunted. He knew that he had heard from God. And so his position was to pray. And so he did that. He got down on his knees and he told his servant every time he got finished praying, go and tell me what you see. Go and tell me what you see. Go and tell me what you see. And it didn't, here's what the scripture did not say. It didn't say how Elijah felt. So many times we go by how we feel instead of what the word of the Lord was spoken. Guys, what do you do What do you do personally, individually, when the word that was spoken over your life doesn't match your reality where you are? What do you do? Because everything depends on your reaction to the word of the Lord that was spoken to you. First of all, did you write it down? Do you even remember what the word of the Lord is? When somebody speaks a word over your life, make sure that you write it down. I remember we were at a worship night when we all gathered together and do the worship thing at Green Bay First. The last time that we did that, I believe, Dana had a word for Pastor Ryan Kibbe. And she began to give that word to him, and he stopped her and he said, "Wait a minute." He got out his phone, went to the memo part, and hit record. And he put it up to Dana and said, "Okay." And he said, "This is so that I can remember and that I can go back to it and listen and get confirmation and get encouragement and get blessing and to remind myself of what the word of the Lord said." So many times the word of the Lord is taken so lightly in churches that we don't slow down enough to respond to the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord this morning, church, for New Freedom Church is preparation. Preparation. It's like a mother that's just found out that she's pregnant. This is where we are. And so how we prepare from this day forward determines how and when God fulfills his word to this church. Amen? How many of you guys are with me in preparation this morning? You guys with me this morning in preparation? Would you stand up to your feet? We're going to do a little preparing at this moment. Jonathan, would you put some music on? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to pray and we're going to respond to the word of the Lord this morning, all right? I know this is a little unusual, but that's okay. Building an altar, two altars, and saying, "Hey, I'm going to build an altar. You, the prophets of Baal, you guys build an altar, and whatever God consumes the altar first as a God of Israel," that's a little out of character as well, right? And so this is what we're going to do this morning. We're going to begin to pray because I want this church to respond to "Thus saith the Lord." Because every word that was spoken, God will fulfill. And so it's not up to us to manufacture or to manipulate or twist or fit a round peg in a square hole. That's not our posture at this moment. Our posture is prayer and agreement. And so this morning, that's what we're going to do. On the basis that, according to Isaiah 55, who says, "My ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts." And he said that his word would accomplish that which it set out to accomplish. His word will always do that. And so I want to read that to you this morning, and then we're going to pray. Isaiah 55 verse 8 says this, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands." This is the power of the word of the Lord. This is the power of believers responding to the word of the Lord. Are you ready to respond this morning, church? I'm ready to respond. And so if you were not quite sure on how to pray this morning, just bow your head and allow the Lord to speak to you. I believe He will. And so this morning, we're going to take a few moments and we're going to pray. And we're going to ask God. And listen, if you get a word from the Lord this morning, I want you to come and tell me that so I can discern if it's for this time or for the next. But if you have a word this morning, come and tell me, all right? Because we want to honor the word so that it will flourish and set out that which it accomplished to set out. Amen? Let's pray. And I want you to vocalize your prayer this morning. So pray with me. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. And we honor the word that was spoken Tuesday morning. Father, as I was praying in the sanctuary and fans were everywhere and dehumidifiers blowing and humming, your word came through the noise and pierced my spirit. And so, Father, Lord, I heed the word of the Lord and I delivered it to your body this morning that we are to be in a time of preparation. And I ask, Father, that as we enter that time of preparation, that you would prepare our hearts, you would prepare our spirit, you would prepare our mind to receive a word from you and to be a blessing to the body. And I pray in the name of Jesus this morning that as we prepare as a body, that you would fill our hearts with expectation, that you would begin to fill our hearts again with your word. Lord, let your spirit flow over us in the name of Jesus. Let us hear, thus saith the Lord, again individually, so that we can hear it collectively when we come together. And I pray, Father, that as we did what Elijah did, that we come before you on our knees praying with expectation. May you speak to our hearts. May you fill us with joy. May you fill us with expectation so that the word of the Lord can go forth, so that the body would function correctly. That the eye would not say that I wish that I was the hands, or the hands would not say to the ears, I wish that I was an ear. That, Lord, we would all function properly and in our place, so that when the word of the Lord comes and our moment of expectation has arrived and we feel the birth pains of the promise, we would be ready to receive and to flow into the word that was spoken. And so, Lord, we declare to you that your word does not return unto you void. Father, I recognize that the word that was spoken over Dana and I back in November through Gerald Hines has not returned unto you void. And the word of God that flowed through Dana would not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that. Pray with me, church, that it would not return unto you void. And so we come to you in a time of preparation. We come to you in a time of expectation that you're going to not only pour out your spirit, but you're going to provide means for your promise, for your word. And so, Father, our stance this morning isn't toward manipulation. It isn't toward trying to fit a round peg in a square hole. But our posture from this moment forward is through prayer. And Lord, every time that we finish in prayer, may we look up in expectation that you're going to fulfill your word. I thank you, Father, for the souls that have been saved from May all the way up to this point, and the baptisms that have gone forth, and the new Father, the new members that are going to be welcomed in next Sunday. And I thank you, Father, for what you're going to do. That is just the tip of the spear. And so, Father, help us to stay vigilant in prayer. Help us to stay passionate in worship. Help us, Lord, not to only look at our circumstances and how we feel, But Father, help us to focus on thus saith the Lord. That your word will not return unto you empty and meaningless, but that it would bear fruit and accomplish that which it was set out to do. In the name of Jesus. So at this time, church, if any one of you feel like that you want to pray concerning anything, the Holy Spirit has laid something on your heart, I want you to go ahead and pray that out right where you are. So I'm going to give time for that. If any of you God has spoken a word to and you want to come and give that to me, go ahead and do that now. Otherwise, we're going to move in a different direction. But just keep that attitude and that the posture of prayer this morning. God's laying it on your heart to pray out loud. Go for it. May this be a building block in your life moment. Hallelujah. Come on, if God's given you something to pray over, I want you to go ahead and do that. Don't rob yourself of an opportunity to grow, and don't rob the church an opportunity to hear your heart and what God's laying on your spirit to do. So go ahead. Yeah. Thank you for being obedient. Somebody else, God's laying it on your heart to pray. I want you to do that now. Hallelujah. We're going to agree with you. Matt got a vision from the Lord that there's a splinter in your hand. And if you guys work with your hands, if you're a carpenter, painter, farmer, whatever you do, work physically with your hands. I was doing a project at the house yesterday and redoing the dining room. And the first time I touched a board, I got a splinter right in my thumb. What a way to start a project, right? And so I couldn't do anything without taking care of that. I couldn't do it properly, right? I couldn't do it to the best of my ability. And so Matt felt like that splinter could be, it could be bitterness, it could be resentment, it could be whatever is hindering you in your life. You're not going to be able to do it to the capacity that God wants you to do it until you remove those things, those barriers in your life. And it's a painful event, right? But we know that the end of that pain, it's going to be removed. That pain could be confronting your past, things that we have ran from for a very long time. It could be shame. The enemy may be, just dialing up a ton of shame on your life. Resentment, brokenness, whatever it is, you name it, and apply it to your own life. If it's there, maybe it's sin. Maybe it's just outright blatant sin. And you haven't dealt with it, and your heart's grown cold. Maybe you're just checking boxes at this point. Going to church, check. Being a good neighbor, check. Giving, check. Being a positive person, maybe you're just checking boxes this morning. Whatever that is, begin the process now of repenting and allowing God to do His deep penetrating work to remove that foreign body from your life in order that you can be firing on all cylinders. Because how many of you guys know pain, when you're in enough of it, is the only thing you can think about? Right? It consumes you. You guys ever had a migraine before? You struggle with chronic migraines, you know what I'm talking about. You pull the shades, you shut off everything, you go into a dark place when you should be working, when you should be doing all these other things. All you can think about, your whole body is seized with this thing. And that's what sin does to a believer. It clouds our view. It robs us of our joy. It clouds our judgment. hardens our heart, puts us in a place where we think God's okay with what I'm doing, right? And so the picture is, maybe also this is for us as a church. Maybe there are wounds in the church that haven't been dealt with. Maybe there is some woundedness or resentment or whatever those things may be. We need to clear those out. Amen. Pastor Johnny, do you have something? Do you have your hand up? Okay. And so this is what we're going to do. We're going to pray over that word and give credence to the word. All right? And then again, if you have a word, go ahead and give that, and we're going to shift gears, okay? So Father, we come before you and we ask that, Lord, whatever splinter, whatever sin, whatever wound is in our lives individually, we pray, Father, that you would remove that through the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, you are the great physician, and we ask you to do your work on our heart, to forgive us of any sin that would cloud our view of you personally and cloud our view of you collectively as a church body. We ask, Father, that however painful it may be, you, through your Holy Spirit, give us strength and power to repent and to face that issue in our life that we have ran from a very long time, in order that healing would come to us individually, so that we can be a blessing collectively as a body to fulfill your purpose here while it's still called today. Help us not to lose focus. Help us not to run after this good idea or that idea or another conference over here, a conference over there. But Lord, let us cling to thus saith the Lord. That means that we've got to say no to a lot of good things in order to accomplish the one thing you have called us to be about. Help us to not drown in just doing good. But God, let us run with purpose as to win the race. And so, Father, we're in a season of preparation. And if preparation means that we have got to deal with our past, deal with our sin issue today, then Lord, let today be the day that freedom resounds in my life. Let today the false prophets and the false noise and the false word in our ear be brought to the ground, in order that we can turn to the true Jehovah, so that we can hear that sound of a heavy rain again, so that you can fill our spirit with expectation again, as we run to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. And so, Father, individually and collectively, we put our hope, we put our trust in you. We put our hope and our trust in you. And so, Father, today, as a church body, would you begin to fill our spirit with expectation? Lord, let them hear what I have heard. Let them sense what I have sensed. Because, Father, you're going to do a mighty and powerful work here. And because of that, we rejoice. Because of that, we sing. Because of that, we celebrate, knowing that even though we may be going through a hard time individually, we know that your word's going to be fulfilled. And the moment that we are in now is establishing for us a foundation for us to receive our promise. And so, Lord, by your word, we move on. By your word, we move forward. And Father, I pray that as we do this, you would begin to raise up people here in this church to step up to the plate and say, I will serve. To step up to the plate and say, what can I do to serve? What can I do to be a blessing? What can I do to fulfill the call of God on New Freedom Church? Because we know there are no small tasks concerning your body. They all matter. And so, Father, I thank you for raising up a church in this area to do the will of God and to be obedient to your word. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. So, Father, let there be expectation at New Freedom Church. Every time we come into the door, Lord, let there be a sense of urgency, a sense of worship, a tense desire to worship together, because we know that your word will not return unto you void. It will accomplish that which it set out to accomplish. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Church, those that are sitting, would you stand with me? Let's do this. On the count of three, we didn't just come out of a funeral procession. We came out of a time of building a foundation for expectation at New Freedom Church. And so at the count of three, we're going to erupt with thanksgiving. We're going to erupt with joy. We're going to erupt by clapping our hands and giving God the best praise that we can offer. Are you ready? One, two, three. Give God some glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do. Glory and honor and power to your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let expectation come up in this place this morning. Let your glory come down in the name of Jesus. Raise up amongst us bold warriors for the glory of God. We thank you, Father, for healing and your word to go forth in this place. Let this place be a lighthouse for Howard, Wisconsin. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, Father, for what you're going to do in this house. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory and honor and praise in this house today. In the name of Jesus. Church, I want this a place to be where you have a voice so that if you have a word from the Lord, you can speak that word. Come, share it with me. Share it with Pastor Johnny. Share it with one of our elders, Zach or Randy in the back. And the reason why we do this is so that we can confirm the word. Sometimes we think, well, I just got to give the word and I don't need your permission. Let me say this. Yes, you do. You need it. And the reason why you need it is because we're all subject one to another. God has set me over this house as the leader and director of this church. And because of that, we need discernment. Amen? How many of you guys agree with me? We need discernment, right? Sometimes when we have checks and balances and we verbalize it to somebody else, sometimes we go, yeah, okay, nope, that didn't sound right. Let's try that again. It's okay to get discernment. And if you, through this time, through this period of preparation, this time of expectation, if you're feeling God move it prophetically over your life where he's giving you a picture like he did Matt or a word from the Lord, text me, okay? Call me, email me, and let me know what you feel God is speaking so that I can weigh it out, so that it can be a blessing, so it may accomplish and accompany the word of the Lord that is already spoken. We value the prophetic voice of the Holy Spirit in this church. Amen? We value that. And if you're sensing God speak to you, then I want to hear it. All right? If I'm not available, talk to Pastor Johnny. Talk to Zach. Talk to Randy back there. There's plenty of leaders in this church that you can go to and say, hey, I feel like this is what God is speaking. What do you think? Let's pray about it. And let's give weight to the Word of God at New Freedom Church. Amen? So we've heard the thus saith the Lord this morning concerning preparation. And I want to just encourage you. You're going to hear throughout these coming weeks about a capital campaign that we're going to be doing, raising funds to get into another building, not so that we can just be in a bigger building, but to accomplish the will of God. God's going to fund it. He's going to do that. How many of you guys remember my story about me going to college? Remember me telling you that story? How God provided close to $15,000 to go to college and finish out my degree in pastoral studies through a stranger. Never seen him before in my entire life. So if God can do that for me, He can do that for you, and He can do that for our church, because God is way more creative than I am, and His pockets are way deeper than mine, okay? And so His pockets are way deeper than yours too. So when you pray, pray these things: Lord, provide the finances. Lord, accomplish your will at New Freedom Church. And Lord, where is my place? And help me to be obedient when you tell me where my place is. Are you willing to pray that prayer? Those simple three things. You willing to do that with me? All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to pray. That wasn't my sermon, by the way. I'll get to that next week. But I preached a little, right? All right. You're lucky, because it's been 3 weeks, okay? So I'm itching. But I had to deliver the word of the Lord this morning. How many of you guys got something out of what I said, right? Okay, I feel like I've delivered that word and I've been faithful to it. Listen, afterwards this morning, if you feel like you've heard the word of the Lord and you just didn't want to come up in front of everybody, that's fine too. Come and talk to me afterwards, or Randy, Zach, Pastor Johnny, okay? And let's hear, thus saith the Lord, okay? So, Pastor Johnny, would you come up, bring the mic? We're going to dismiss this morning, but let me say this. If any of you guys came here heavy today, and you need prayer, we're gonna be up here, and we'll pray for you, okay? So don't leave without, if you need prayer, come and let us pray. Pastor Johnny, would you pray and dismiss us?
Sure. Let's pray together. Hallelujah. Lord, you're not a God who doesn't care about us. You're not a God who doesn't care about our families, it doesn't care about our health. You're a God who's close. Lord, I thank you for what you did in my family. You took away the brokenness and you healed it and you gave us hope. Father God, as surely as I know you, I know that you didn't just quit with my family. But Lord, that same hope you wish to give to all who are called by your name. And Lord, if I could see with your eyes, the sense of the lost may just overwhelm me, Lord. And you have a plan for us. You have a plan for our church. And that is to reach the lost with the news, the good news of the gospel. By the power of your name,
Jesus.
Father God, we are available, we are listening, we are here to follow your ways, to be obedient. So Father God, I just pray that you would lead us through this. Lord, I thank you for your word today. Lord, it has uplifted us and carried us. Father, I just pray for every family here. Lord, there's two things you put on my heart. One was alcoholism. Lord, I feel it strongly. Lord, there's someone here dealing with it. And Lord, you intend to set them free. The second thing in my heart is a numbness. There's a numbness that I feel in my heart I can't explain. It's almost like people don't care about anything anymore. They don't care about their spouse. They don't care about what's going on in their life. They don't care about their job. They're just existing. Lord, you showed me that's the root of bitterness. Jesus. Lord, those two things, Lord, move upon their hearts today. Lord, you didn't reveal something unless you intended to heal it. So, Father God, I know you care for us. I know you have a plan for us. Lord, use us in these desperately wicked times. Heal our families. Heal our friends. Heal our neighbors. Dispense your power once again so that your name would be considered too holy to profane. Send your power. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would move among us. Lord, that this word that was planted in our hearts would come alive in every aspect of our lives.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, change me, change us as we come together. Lord, bind our hearts together, the bonds of love. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listen, guys. We didn't do this before like we normally do, but when these lights go up, I want you to greet one another, all right? And spend some time. It's 10:30. Spend some time with one another. Greet one another in the name of the Lord. If you need prayer this morning, we'll be up here to pray over you. So listen, God bless you. Have an awesome, awesome day, all right? You are dismissed. We'll see you guys back here next Sunday.